from KQED. The Sonoma coast town of Bodega Bay is probably best known for being the dark backdrop for Alfred Hitchcock's film The Birds, but the town is also home to the folk trio Rainbow Girls.
I got a creaking in my head. I want my fellow, my darling, my lover in my bed instead.
New album is called American Dream, and it's a collection of songs with politics at its center. Tunes about gentrification, Standing Rock, Black Lives Matter, and more. And they join me in studio now to talk about songwriting, collaboration, and politics. And they're going to play a few songs for us here live in the studio. Welcome to the California Report Magazine, you guys.
Hi.
So first, let's figure out who's who. Why don't you guys each introduce yourselves?
I am Erin Chapin.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Gowdy.
And I am Vanessa May.
How did you guys start singing together?
Caitlin and I, we met in the dorms at UC Santa Barbara, and then we realized that we both played music, and we played a song together. We were supposed to be studying, and we were like, wow, we have to do that again. And then fast forward maybe like a year or two later, yeah. And Vanessa May literally showed up on our doorstep and never left.
And you guys spent your first years together playing as more of a rock band. Why did you want to have more of a stripped down acoustic sound?
You know, for a long time we were playing for friends and audiences all over that were hoping to have a kind of party celebratory atmosphere. And then just, you know, the election was happening and all of those kinds of things. And it felt like an appropriate time to kind of strip those things away and look at ourselves and each other and really see what was important to us and what was important to be talking about and singing about and writing music about.
I feel like most of our songs have some, like, even from past albums, have really, like, meanings that mean a lot to us and are often political. But when you have so many instruments in front of them, it's easier to miss what they're talking about and to just, like, you know, if you're at a bar, just have a drink and dance and woo, it's crazy. But now you can't really ignore what we're saying.
One of the songs with really powerful lyrics, I think, is your song for Standing Rock.
That song's kind of soul is about being a part of, like, unwavering support for Indigenous lives and Black and Brown folks' lives that are just being completely destroyed with impunity, and it's really disgraceful. And this song is for all of them who are fighting just to have love and water and life and be who they are.
Standing up for their freedom. we're just in our little bubble. People are standing up for their land. People are standing up for their water. People are standing up for themselves. People are standing up.
So you guys not only sing and play together, you live together. How does that influence your songwriting? Are you guys like brushing your teeth and coming up with lyrics?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, we are.
It's a pretty cool thing. You know, I not only work with these women, commute with these women, I live with them. I share a wall with Caitlin. We can hear each other breathing.
I get the quiet bathroom.
Yeah. Aaron gets the good wall.
Yeah.
And I sleep with earplugs.
Yeah. Mm. It was quiet enough, you know, and because of that, we all experience so many of the same things. And because of that, it's so interesting to hear a song come out of Aaron or Caitlin that really synthesizes my own thoughts, or you're sitting in your room and you hear either across the hallway or on the other side of the wall the song being rehearsed and you hear this chorus being done over and over and over, and you're just like, I hope that's an original. I hope that's an original. I hope that's an original.
And you're
is
like
that an original?
In your own room, just like bawling your eyes out because the lyrics are just so true. You're like, oh my God, that's exactly how I feel.
So on your album cover, American Dream, you guys have this American flag that's kind of like torn to ribbons.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that, and tell me about why you decided to call the album American Dream.
This ripped up flag is kind of a representation of where we are right now. It kind of feels like it's just hanging on by a thread at this point. And if you look closely, all of the pieces are tied together in knots, and we try to make it all seem tight and firm, but it's something that's not.
We made that at our house. That's the back of our shed, and it's 10 feet tall, and it was originally all sheets. And then we dyed the red stripes with wine. All the stars, they're actually Queen Anne's lace, which grows in the field where we live.
The song itself, American Dream, is about how far it is from being a reality for so many people. And the song is about land, like owning land as equaling freedom and equaling security and safety. That song is just dedicated to pretty much the disenfranchised and those who don't get to live that dream.
Dreams. things that they don't really understand. Yeah, then I'll have my family there. It's nice to have a plan for growing old. Unfathomable luxury, a plan for growing old. It hits you all at once, then you'd wish that you'd been told. But circumstances change and then you're kicked out in the cold. Something and it's not their weight in gold. Everyone's worth something and it's not their weight in gold. Oh, oh, oh,
that was American Dream, performed live here in studio with Rainbow Girls. So what are you guys doing for the holidays?
Just being at home, which feels really good. Having an opportunity to not be in our van and play songs to each other from like the passenger seat of the van. Chilling, drinking a lot of tea, enjoying being at the house and working on new music.
Yeah, we've been kind of going nonstop for like 6 years now. We haven't really given ourselves a break. We were going to take one last year, and then we got asked to go on this really awesome tour. So I'm excited to just like sit by the fire to like put stuff in your refrigerator and, you know, hang out with my cat.
Erin Chapin, Caitlin Gowdy, and Vanessa May are Rainbow Girls, and their new album is called American Dream. Thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.